Welcome to the Consciousness Anywhere and Everywhere podcast. I am Shannon O'Hara, and I invite you to a completely new world of possibilities.
Hello, everybody out there. I'm so excited today. If you guys have never heard of the Access Bars, today we're going to have a conversation about one of those bars because I'm full of questions. And Gary is joining me today.
I am here. Hello.
So one of the bar that I actually have started to have like a ton of questions about is the Circle of Manifestation.
Yes.
So if you guys don't know what the bars are, we're talking about the Access Bars. It's one of the amazing tools in the Access Toolbox. There's a link in the show notes if you want to check them out. If you know about them, this conversation will probably make a lot more sense to you. If you don't know about them, maybe one day you'll check them out. So the Circle of Manifestation is one of the bars. Can you talk a little bit about it?
Well, manifestation means how things show up, not that things show up.
So what do you mean by that?
Manifestation means how it shows up, not that it shows up. And people misuse that word a lot. Because in the metaphysical community, I want to manifest money. Well, if you look at it, it's like most of those people who say, I want to manifest money, never have any money. But what they're really saying is, I want to, how it shows up, money. Does that make any sense?
Right.
So that's the reason it doesn't show up. So you have to live from this place of recognizing, what am I really asking? What am I really saying before anything shows up for you anyway? But it's like the crown of, the circle of manifestation. Is how things show up. So it's like one of the things we used to talk about is the fact that, in the olden days, the yarmulkes always had a gold thread in the, around it, which is exactly where the circle of manifestation. So they used to wear a circle of manifestation. It was always about whatever it took. How can the gold show up was basically the question they were living as. And so it's like when we start to live from a point of view of how things show up, how can this show up for me instead of how can I make this happen? Because I don't know about you, but I was always one of those person who was a doo-doo head. I always had to do something all the time to get anything. And it was not, how is this going to show up? And it's like, so we bought ranch property out where we have our ranch, and it's like we now have 229 acres. We started out with 77, and we keep buying properties to have more property, but we'd like to have a really big ranch, because that would be fun. Thousands of acres would be very nice, but not happening at the moment. But how's it going to show up? So we're asking that, how can this manifest? How can it show up? And it's like if you start to look from how can this show up instead of how can I make this happen, it's like all kinds of strange things rearrange themselves. Like we were looking at, we have an apartment that we do Airbnb on in Houston. And the house next door looks like it was built at exactly the same time by the same builder. But it was 1920s is when the thing was built. I went, wow, I wish we could own that. And there was a for rent sign out in front on it. And it's like nothing was happening. And I didn't think anything about it. And the next thing I know, the guy calls us and says, would you like to buy my property?
Wow.
Say what? And, and we're going, okay, well, we just had to change banks because they decided we were making so much money we had to be money laundering. So they kicked us out of Chase, which I thought was funny, because we're making too much money because our growth rate is, 16% per annum. They thought we were doing something illegal. If it had been 4 or 5% per annum, they would have thought we were normal.
Well, magic is illegal.
Yes. Magic is illegal. You're not allowed to have magic. So it's like how things show up is how they show up. So what's going to take for these things to show up?
So, what you're, okay, so let me pull this apart a little bit. Can you talk a little bit more about the difference between how something shows up and that something shows up?
Well, that something shows up is actualization. You actualize things when it shows up. So it's like with the house next door to us. Asked what would it take for us to have that house? Well, the next thing I know, the guy calls us and says, "You want to sell it?" And I went, "We want to sell it." And I said, "Okay." And he was talking about what he was doing, and he was talking about his investments that he only gets 4% on. And I went, "Would you be interested if we put 20% down? Would you be interested in carrying the paper for 10 years? And he lit up. And I was like, wow, this eliminates him trying to find a way to invest the money, because he doesn't want to spend the money he's getting. He doesn't have the same perspective. So he's looking for a different possibility. So we have literally, in that regard, created a different opportunity for him. And he's now going for the deal.
The fact that the man rang you to see if you were interested in purchasing his property, is that the actualization or the manifestation?
No, that's how it shows up. That's the manifestation.
That was the manifestation. So then can you give an example of that?
If he had put a for sale sign on the front and we had called on it, that would have been actualization.
And can you talk a little bit more about the difference?
Yeah. When you ask for something and it just shows up,
As if by magic. Aha! Yeah. Now I'm
That's
onto it. I see.
Manifestation. Yeah.
Jeez. Okay. Oh, that's so interesting. So it's the stuff that shows up that you don't put any work into. You just ask or think
you
about
it,
and then there it is.
You ask and you receive. You know, you ask for it and it shows up in some strange way.
Ah, so manifestation is in sort of a mechanism or part of the receiving spectrum?
It's part of the spectrum of receiving from the quantum entanglements of the universe. Because the universe, when you ask, you know, how can I have this? The universe goes, oh, you want that? Okay. And it rearranges things.
Which is how we literally are creating. I was listening to an older class. I don't know how well you remember it, but I was listening to one of your older telecalls this morning, not that much older, but it was Business Time. It was called Business Time.
Yeah.
And I was listening to it this morning and it was like so refreshing. It was exactly the right thing I needed. And you were talking about... Oh,
okay,
God.
Can you stop just a minute?
Yeah.
You notice how it was exactly the right thing you needed? Because that's how it showed up, manifested by you deciding you needed to listen to something.
I knew I needed something and I wasn't really clear what it was. And I like literally just glanced down this list and I was like, oh, Business Time. That feels most fun. And then I just plopped it on.
Yeah. And it was exactly what you desired, what you needed, what you required.
Oh, but you said something in it that I was actually going to. I'm curious, number one, that in the Jewish religion, they were accessing this bar basically through the yarmulke and through the golden thread woven into the yarmulke, because there's so much sort of folklore, social gist, and so on and so forth about Jews and money. Like, that's really a big thing that goes on in the world. So I'm just wondering, like.
Well, it's like the thing is, you know, it's like people have done, they take something that's magical and they twist it. And the thing about the Jewish people is like they were willing to, you know, it's like, I mean, Jesus was a Jew and he beat up all the moneylenders, because moneylending was something they did in church.
Say more.
To prove that it was spiritual.
Moneylending was something they did in church?
Yeah. The moneylenders would be out in front of church offering to lend money.
Oh.
You know, and they charged interest and they did all that. And it was like, but, you know, they were also part of the nomadic tribes of the that area of the desert, which was always about your tribe is what you support. So there's a tribalism that goes with Judaism. There's a tribalism that goes with the Muslim point of view. Mm-hmm. There's a tribalism that goes with all of that stuff. And it's perfectly okay if you choose to destroy, you know, someone of, you know, or take the things of a different tribe You just couldn't do it of your own tribe.
But what does that have to do with the circle of manifestation?
Because they were always willing to see how to manifest things with each other, but always how to actualize from others in the way they lent.
Oh my God. Okay. I just barely understood that. You're going to have to really break that down for people listening, because that was like a crazy profound crack into awareness.
Well, the thing is, I studied things about this, and it was interesting to realize that, you know, in the olden days, if you were of the same tribe, you wouldn't steal somebody's sheep. But if you weren't of the same tribe, it was okay to take their sheep.
So hold on. Okay, wait. So since you don't steal from your own tribe, there's a manifestation that you access.
Allow the magic to occur because of the use of the quantum entanglements that you have together to allow something to manifest, to show up in life in a different way. See, it's like if you had a sheep of your own and you had a sheep of somebody else's, and you put the two sheep together and they bred, then you would have, you know, months later, you would have a manifestation. Oh, no, that would actually be an actualization of a baby, you know. But for feeding somebody, you didn't look to that. You looked for a different reality. Now, the thing that's interesting is, you know, it's today we'll eat anything. In the olden days, they only ate the males that were not usable for breeding. So you had to breed lots of extra sheep, lots of extra animals so that you could have, you know, males to use for breeding.
Then why do we have the option between, because both are available on the planet in our lives, which manifestation and actualization, which is the doing. We all know doing. Yes. Everyone knows that one very well. Everyone knows how doing.
Most of us know how to be doo-doo heads, you know?
And actualization is also available. Like, everybody listen to this. I'm sure that everybody on here has had that one time. They like had that thing show up as if by magic, and they had no way to explain it, but there it was.
Yes, but that's actually manifestation.
So why do we
have things
both?
Show up as if by magic? It's because you're willing to allow the quantum particulates of the universe, which actually create the magical possibilities of things, to work for you and with you.
Which is a lot of what access does.
It's all about.
Yeah. So is the actualizing a undermining or a distraction from or an addition to?
It's an addition to. It's something you have to have too. You know, it's like I was talking with a guy the other day, and he's about to be deported because he's one of the Dachau, you know, dreamer kids. You know, he was brought here when he was 7 years old. He's only known America. He has no clue. He's never been to Mexico because he couldn't go. So he has no idea how to live in Mexico. You know, and it's a whole different reality there. But he doesn't know how to live there. But they want to deport him. And I was driving with him in the car, and he was driving my car, and they pulled him over for speeding. And when he didn't have his driver's license, and he explained why, he said, "You do know that I could arrest you and take you to jail right now. And I would have to confiscate this car."
Wow.
And I went, "You get to confiscate my car, even though it's not his?" Yeah. So it's like the laws that have been created are kind of bizarre here. So the end result is, this guy, I said, you know, it's like, what did your attorney tell you were going to have to do? He said, I was going to have to get married. And I said, so find somebody to marry. Oh, yeah, but I want a girl I can stay with forever. I said, you're looking for a business deal, dude. You're not looking for the love of your life.
Well, you wouldn't stay undocumented for your entire life because you were a genius. I mean, he could have gotten on top of that so long ago, and he didn't bother.
Yep, he didn't bother. So it's like, the thing is, it's like he just expects things to happen to manifest in his life as if by magic.
So
everything's just going to work out.
But why aren't they?
That illusion of the fantasy that things will just work out is where most people live.
So what's the difference between stuff showing up as if by magic and everything's going to work out?
Well, if you have the point of view that everything's going to work out, that's it's a conclusion and a justification for doing nothing.
Right.
You have to be willing to do whatever it takes to create what you want too. Actualization and manifestation go hand in hand.
But manifestation is such a different beast. It doesn't even exist in the same.
Well, it does exist in the same universe. It just doesn't actualize. It doesn't show up unless you are willing to receive in a different way.
Mm.
Your willingness to receive determines what can manifest. You're willing to do is what actualizes.
You know, I think, yeah, I've really misunderstood manifestation. Because in my universe, manifestation often had a doing energy attached to it, or a reality energy attached to it.
Yes, but the thing is, it is a reality. But as if by magic doesn't mean without reality.
Hmm.
And people function as if by magic means no reality. But it doesn't. The reality too. That's the reason both of them go together. You've got to have both directions if you really want to create everything you desire.
Would you say, is the circle of manifestation a bar for increasing receiving?
It's for allowing you to have the magical capacity of receiving that most people will not allow themselves to have.
Most people won't allow. Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. Very cool. Wow. Very, very cool.
Now, the thing is that it's like, you know, it's like you were always a kid who could receive money with ease.
Yeah.
And you would also go do whatever it took to get money.
Yeah.
So you put the two together.
Yeah. I've never made that distinction. I've never made the distinction that I put the two together, because it's true. I don't just work hard. I also receive and manifest. And the two
you
together.
Allow things to show up in your life.
Yes. Yeah. Which. Yeah. Makes everything greater.
Well, see, the thing is, most people have been taught to do to get.
Right. Do to get.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, it's like the thing is that access manifests and does. So it's like we have more. You know, we have more income per, you know, increase per annum than 99% of the companies on the planet. The average company is thrilled to do 4 or 5% per annum.
So that's the missing ingredient that access does isn't it's not missing an access, which is the manifestation energies.
Yes, because we add it. And the thing is, you have not been taught to add, and therefore you've been taught to delete the capacity to manifest.
So everything that you've done to delete your capacity for manifestation, will you all out there? Destroy it and create it.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds.
One of the great tools, tips, things that you've given me over the years for increasing the magic is to recognize when stuff shows up, manifests,
and to acknowledge it,
not to refute it. Yeah.
Yeah. Not to refuse it. You know, it's like my first wife had the point of view that if I gave her one red rose, I loved her. But if I gave her a dozen, I was just trying to show off. And it's like, what? No, I was trying to show her that I cared for her. But she could not allow that because it had to be just one red rose. And there's so many places where we have this idea about what we will allow and not allow to actualize in our lives, because one is magical, the other isn't. What if all of it is magical? What if all of it is manifestation and allowance? And what if all of it is capacity?
Yeah. Why do people so disbelieve in the magic? Or you don't even have to call it magic. It's actually, science is sort of even catching up to how molecules create and how we create with energy.
Well, it's like molecules interact with one another to actualize as particular things.
Mm.
It's how they find the, it's like they put molecules together until they find something that actualizes as an antidote to a disease.
Mm.
You know, and it's like it actualizes because of the manifestation of the allowance of and the receiving of the information the molecules have about how they can go together. You know, it's like most of us do not look at what goes together. I mean, relationships are always about, you know, not how things go together, but, you know, it's like we have to work hard to keep this relationship going.
Can you talk more about how things go together?
Yeah. You know, it's like the thing is, if you put oil and water together, does it work?
Depends on what you're trying to create, because you can create some cool artwork with that.
Yeah. Well, okay. Now, see, that's how you are someone who allows things to manifest.
Because
you would see the artwork in it. You would not see, oh, yeah, they're separate and they cannot combine unless you mix them really heavily or you add something to it, which allows the two to maintain togetherness. See, it's like if you put salt in water and oil and shake them up, then the oil and water do not separate as rapidly.
Mm. Right. So
there's
you need
this whole other possibility that can be done. Yeah. If we allow it to.
Do you need to know what you'd like to manifest?
Well, first of all, it's what you'd like to actualize, not what you'd like to manifest, okay?
Okay.
You know, it's like how it shows up, you have no control over. That it shows up, you might have control over.
How it shows up, you have no control over. Right, which is actually great because that neighbor calling you and being like, hey, are you interested in buying my property? That required literally no effort from you. It just showed up.
Yeah. But you see, this is the way I like things to happen. I mean, we've got a property that's near us that we tried to buy. And it's, you know, it's owned by, it was gifted by an old lady when she died to a church and some other charity, and they want money from it. They want the cash. Well, nobody's buying the place, but they've got a price too high. So we made an offer on it with them carrying the paper, because if we give them money down and they carry the paper, they can sell the paper. You know, it's like you can sell the paper off if you want to get a large sum of cash. But they don't need a large sum of cash. They need money over time. You know, schools and churches need money over time. They don't need all of it at once.
Do you think they know that?
Yeah. But there's one guy who's in charge of everything who refuses to do it.
Hmm.
He raised the interest rate to 10%, and he wanted us to pay it in 5 years. And it's like, I'm not doing that. So, you know, it's like, so every 6 months we'll go back with the same offer. And since they are not getting any other offers and nobody else is looking at the place, eventually they'll get that this is the only offer we're going to get. Maybe we should take this. And if somebody comes along and buys it out from under, so I'm fine with that too.
So what else can we learn about from the circle of manifestation?
Well, it's like, manifestation is how it shows up. And you have, it's like with this property that we made the offer on, it's like how it's going to show up. Don't know. Will we try to actualize it? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But the end result is how it's going to show up is how it's going to show up if it's going to show up. But when you do the manifestation, it's not, it's going to show up. It's not that it's going to actualize. It's like, okay, this can happen. If it happens, how is it going to happen? So your control over it, your need for control doesn't work. And that's right. Where most people mess up because they have need of control.
Well, that's an interesting line between control and doing, because it's easy to get them mixed up, that when you're doing and you're actualizing, there's a control element. Yeah.
And you're trying to create control. Where if it's manifesting, it's like it just suddenly shows up in some strange way you didn't design. You know, it's like, I mean, it's very funny. This should show up. This, you know, buying this property show up when it did, because we also just happen to have a very large class that will be going on, which will give us the money to buy the house.
Right. Which only the quantum entanglements really can conceive how the bigness of that harmony.
Yes. And it's like, it's a larger, bigger control thing.
Mm.
And we need to have that place where there's major control.
We do, or some people do.
Some people do. You know, we need to recognize that the universe has a much bigger willingness to control than we do. And the universe will try and create for us if we allow it. But most of us don't allow it.
And that's a whole other bigger conversation.
Yes.
So how can we increase manifestation?
Well, it's like the thing is, it's not about increasing manifestation. It's receiving and allowing the manifestation.
Is there an element of knowing that's required for that receiving and allowing?
No, it's a place where you're willing to have the not know. Manifestation comes about as a not know more often than it does as a know.
I mean, it's so not know for some people that don't even notice it when it shows up.
Yeah. Well, they don't notice it when it shows up. And when it shows up, they get angry because it didn't show up the way it was supposed to, quote unquote.
Yeah, which is where the conclusions and decisions about the way it needs to show up become a liability.
Is what we use as the way to stop ourselves from the receiving that true manifestation allows. It just shows up. You know, people show up. Things show up.
Yeah, I think the word manifestation has been very
misused so dynamically.
Yeah. Yeah. It's almost a bad word at this point. It's like manifestation has such a new age, weird connotation to it.
Well,
that people don't trust
misused.
It.
Yeah. It's been misused by the new age people because they think it's how you make things happen. But you don't make things happen with manifestation. You allow things to happen. You know, and if they were truly willing to have the allowance of what could show up, they could create something greater. But they got to be willing to have the greater in order for it to show up. And that was one of the things about you as a kid. You were always more willing to show up.
Well, I'm like dead curious about, I've always been fascinated. How did you know that they put gold thread in the rim of yarmulkes?
I didn't. I found out about it.
Yeah, but how'd you find out?
Weird things that just like information came to me.
Right.
Which information usually comes to me in weird ways that I don't understand.
I've always been really fascinated by that. And I just love manifestation, but I never feel like I was ever allowed to really recognize that in myself because I never actually really knew what manifestation was.
Well, I mean, manifestation had been so misused. I mean, I was in the metaphysical community and I had it misused around me all the time. You know, and all these people said, I want to manifest more money. I go, what the hell does that mean? And I was very lucky because this older lady, Mary, who lived with us for a while, it's like Mary said, she said, okay, so it's like the reality is this. It's like, if you use the word manifest, if you look it up in the dictionary, it says how things show up. doesn't say that things show up. It says how things show up. What would it be like if we were willing to use the words in the world with the energy that they put out? And it's like if you say, I want to manifest, I lack of how it shows up, more money. Makes no sense. It's a nonsense sentence. But we don't get when we're saying nonsense sentence because we don't bother to learn words. And it's like they stopped looking up words in dictionaries 20 years ago in school. Craziest thing they ever did. You know, but education has gone downhill since then, and the number of people who are uneducated is expanding at a huge rate.
Yeah.
You know, and ignorance is bliss is not quite correct. It's more like ignorance is stupidity, and you're going to have more stupidity as time goes on.
Yeah, it's more like ignorance makes your life really hard. Have you noticed?
Yes. You know, and it's like, and people think that if they don't know, then there's no, you know, then it's okay. Because then you don't have to be aware of anything, so you don't have to choose anything.
And that's why I was
reality is something different has to happen.
And that's why I'm so keen to have this conversation, because I realized I had this sort of like awareness mixed with a lot of gray areas around the circle of manifestation. And the class, like I had this interesting experience of finding out that I was actually an Israeli citizen, like in the last year of my life. It's a historical story, but I don't know how, like, someone doesn't know there is an Israeli citizen, except I know how someone doesn't know because someone never told them. But in finding out that,
like a parent,
never told them, but never bothered to tell them that they were an Israeli citizen. But in finding that out, I've been having so much information trickle and funnel into my life. And I got this like inspiration to like do a class in Israel, but I had like, no idea on what topic. And I was in a class in Australia at the end of last year. And I think it was a COP class that Dane was doing. And he started talking about creating with the future. And he started talking about if you go 10,000 years into the future, like what energy do you have available to you there? And if you're creating today from that far in the future, what would be available? And when I did that, the class presented itself to me as the circle of manifestation.
Cool.
But I realized I didn't really know what that meant.
That's how you allow things to show up in your life, manifest in your life.
Right. Yes. Like there was a twinkle of something there. I didn't really know what it was yet. And then it eventually presented itself. So it'll be interesting to see how this, goes, because it's not an area that I have a huge amount of clarity in, or maybe I'm clearer than I realize.
Yeah. You might be a lot clearer than you realize, because you used to allow money to show up in your life as a kid.
And I still can. I can just put my attention on it. I mean, I can actually put my attention on money for other people even and have it show up in their life. So I have to get myself a little golden hat that I can wear sneaky while I'm sleeping. I'll just get my bars red. It's actually, I think that the bars is like the most cutting edge form of accessing.
That's a gift. It's such a gift. You know, it's like whenever I'm cranky, I really need it. You know, and it's like whenever I'm cranky, I know I need my bars run. And the things that happen are just amazing.
Definitely. And not only, I mean, when I'm cranky, I know I need my bars run, but even when things aren't going easily for me, if I have my bars run, all of a sudden I'll get up and everything will have adjusted and I'll be able to move forward with things that seemed impossible before. So
Yeah, exactly. It's like things show up and you figure out how to do things and you figure out where to go and what to accomplish, and it's like it's all good.
So I hope that you guys heard some gems in this conversation. It's kind of like a huge one. You might want to listen to it now and then listen to it again in like 3 months, and then listen to it again in another 3 months, and then listen to it again in 3 years.
I'd say they ought to do it every 2 weeks, but that's my point of view.
So if you listen to this conversation for every 2 weeks, I wonder what you might notice manifesting in your life.
I wonder what you might have actualized in your life that you've been trying to work so hard for and not getting.
Thank you so much. How does it get better than this?
How does it?
Thank you for listening to this show. My target is to make consciousness easy to find and choose. So if you enjoyed this podcast, please leave a 5-star review on iTunes and share this with somebody who you know who might be looking for more consciousness in their life. You can visit me on shannon-o'hara.com or talktotheentities.com. And to learn more about the amazing tools of Access Consciousness, you can visit accessconsciousness.com and be sure to subscribe to the podcast.